I love you, but I'm not in love with you. This is one of the most painful things that you can hear when you're in a relationship. These generally tend to happen earlier in life, maybe 18 to 25, 26 maybe. So let's talk about what this means and situations that this happens in. When someone says, I love you, but I'm not in love with you, what this basically means is that there's a deficit of feelings. In other words, the feelings that they hope to have and the feelings that they actually do have tend to be not what they imagined in their own head, and that can be drawn up to expectation. So they're feeling less than what they hope to feel. And this can happen for a bunch of different reasons, right? It's not necessarily that you've done something wrong. There can be a bunch of reasons that someone feels this way in a relationship. For example, the person may be avoidant and you may be more on the anxious side. The person might be on the fence about you. And this can happen simply out of incompatibility. So the reason I wanted to make this video is because I have been hearing this increasingly in my coachings, and I wanted to address it so that maybe more people who don't do coaching or are less familiar with the channel might be able to get a little bit of help and peace out of this video. If someone has told you that they love you, but they're not in love with you, what this means is that they are currently not feeling the emotions that they wish to feel in the relationship, and that has created a distance which is causing doubt within them. This distance is often categorized in several different ways, and people notice it in several different ways. So one of the ways, probably most commonly, that people notice that there's a distance emotionally is they look at the other person and they don't necessarily feel anything, right? They don't feel feelings of anger or hate, but they don't feel feelings of warmth, comfort, happiness. This can be because the other person is emotionally closed off. Maybe they've gone through a trauma recently. And this could be something on the smaller scale, like they were fired from a job, or something on the larger scale, like a parent died. But something has happened and they are emotionally closed off, or they were emotionally closed off due to a previous breakup or being cheated on. Pretty much anything like that can cause this feelings of, I love you, but I'm not in love with you, right? And this can be really difficult for the person on the receiving end because they may have had no part in the trauma that the other person is experiencing. You might just go, wow, wait, what did I do? What in the relationship caused you to arrive at that point? And a lot of the time, the person who is feeling this way doesn't actually know. And that makes this even more difficult because the dumpee is looking for all of this certainty and what did I do? And is there any way that we can solve this? And the dumper, they have nothing for you. That's one instance. Another instance might be that they know exactly what's wrong and they're just not telling you. And that is unfortunately common in breakups. So the best thing you can do in that situation is talk to them and try and get as much information as you can, but be careful about any information that you're receiving the day of the breakup. Because a lot of the time when someone's breaking up with you, they're just going to tell you whatever it is that they can tell you to get you away. Because in that moment, they're resolved to pushing you away, right? Ending the connection. If this is a problem you have never heard of throughout your entire time with this person, don't put too much stock into it. And if you're not sure about what to believe, you can come and work with me. My website is thelovechat.net/coaching, or you can work with a therapist. I do partner with BetterHelp. So if you go visit betterhelp.com/Rory, which is in a link down below, using my link, you get a discount off of online therapy. Another reason that you may be hearing, I love you, but I'm not in love with you, is that the other person is not feeling excitement or novelty in the relationship. This can be because you guys have been spending too much time together doing the same thing, right? Watching Netflix, maybe ordering food and staying at home. There's no novelty. And this can be in the relationship and in dating as much as it can be in your sex life. There needs to be novelty. There needs to be a sense of experience and new adventure so that the relationship doesn't turn into just being roommates. I most often see this when a couple who's been dating for a year or two finally moves in together, and they care for each other deeply, and they want to spend all their time together, but within that, they don't have their own lives. And if they don't have their own lives, they tend to rely on their partner for everything, right? You need to be my best friend, you need to be my source of entertainment, you need to be sex, you need to be my counselor, you need to be everything for me. And what that does is puts a tremendous amount of pressure and stress on the person who's on the receiving end, because they don't want to feel like a parent to you, and yet they might be. So remember, this video is about generalizing these situations. There's no way for me to make one video that can apply to every person's individual situation. So let me know down in the comments below if you've ever had this told to you, I love you, but I'm not in love with you. In my particular case, I've said this to someone because I was very depressed and I didn't know it. This was much earlier in my life and I didn't recognize the signs of depression. And so I was feeling emotionally distant from my partner and I had no idea that what I was really going through was a depression. So it wasn't the connection with the other person that was a problem. It was my ability to feel emotions that was the problem. And obviously in that case, the best thing you can do if you or a loved one is going through a depression is to seek professional mental health help with a licensed therapist. All in all, here's my take. I love you, but I'm not in love with you is too much closeness, too much familiarity. The other person does care about you, but they're experiencing too much of you, much in the same way that if you give a flower too much sunlight or too much water, it can't thrive because the conditions are not correct for it to thrive. In other words, we need equal parts of distance and closeness in our relationships, because if you have too much closeness, you're basically drowning the other person. But if you have too much distance, you're starving them. There has to be the right amount. And this is incredibly important because one of the reasons I tell people to work on themselves is to organically have their own life, to have their own things going on. That doesn't mean that you can't go out with your partner and go on double dates and stuff. It means to have balance within a relationship. And so many relationships that I coach, particularly younger ones, don't have that balance because it's exciting to spend all your time with your partner. You love them and you care about them, but too much of a good thing can lead to the death of the thing. So now finally, what you wanted to hear. What do I do if my partner's told me, I love you, but I'm not in love with you? Step one is that we need to increase our knowledge about why this has happened. And so asking them and remaining calm while you're doing so, okay, I understand that. Is there anything that you can tell me about my behavior or the relationship or maybe something that's happening in your life that can shed a little more light on why this is happening? Now, assuming they know exactly why this is happening, ask for that information and then put in a fix. So for example, if they say, you know, I'm feeling kind of trapped and smothered by you. Well, the fix would be maybe spending some time away from them, right? Now, I'm not talking about a break. I'm talking about if you're home every day of the week, maybe go out two nights a week, maybe join a club, a co-ed sport, something along those lines. Go find some hobbies, spend a little time away from your partner, give them an opportunity to miss you, right? Now let's say they have no idea why they're feeling this way. What it would be good for you to do is to recommend, okay, hey, maybe some therapy would be a great idea. After all, I want this relationship to continue. And if you want this relationship to continue and you're not quite sure why you're feeling this way, would you maybe go to therapy? Now, let's say they're not willing to do any fix. They're not willing to do any change. What do you do then, right? You can't make them do anything. Well, then you need to really take a look at the relationship and ask yourself, is this a situation I can remain in? Now, nobody wants to leave a relationship, but if you're in one where the person's saying, I'm losing feelings for you and I don't want to do anything about it, then the wisest and healthiest thing you can do for yourself in that situation is to walk away. Because the other person might be jogged into doing what they need to do so that they don't lose you. But also, it's the healthiest thing for you to do to leave a situation where someone's telling you, I'm losing feelings for you and I don't actually care to get them back. We have to think about what's best for your mental health, what's best for your ability to feel healthy and happy in a relationship with someone who actually wants to make it work. I've said this in many videos and I'll say it again in this one. Do not sell yourself to someone who's not buying. So if you're not sure what to do, come work with me. My name is Rory, and my website is thelovechat.net. It's in the description down below. And together we can see if there's something we can do to turn the situation around, if it's one that you're facing. In the meantime, it would mean a lot if you consider subscribing and hitting like. I'll talk to you all in the next episode.